Squatted down.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear down on your
knees?
Or do you ever hear hunkers or haunches?
Yeah. Sitting on his haunches.
Uh-huh. What is the haunches?
Well, it's your legs in a squat position.
Mm-hmm. And this sensitive bone here is your
shin bone.
And say if someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
peaked.
Okay. And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and
strong.
Any other way of saying that besides strong?
Big and healthy.
Mm-hmm. What if he's getting a little overweight, but he's still strong? You say that he's
a little fat.
Okay. And someone who's always smiling and never loses his temper, you say that he's mighty.
Mighty easy to get along with.
Uh-huh. Any other expressions? You say he's a what kind of person? He's a
nice person.
Uh-huh. And someone like a teenage boy who seems to be just all arms and legs. He's always stumbling and dropping things.
Sometimes I can't get the words on my... Can you call it now?
Do you ever hear gangling or gawky or clumsy?
Gawky or gangling, yeah, I've heard those expressions.
What about someone who's always dropping things and stumbling? You'd say he's...
Butterfingers.
Okay. And a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
Idiot.
Okay. Would you ever use the word fool?
Yes, I guess I have. A person shouldn't use it because the Bible tells you not to.
Not to?
Call anyone a fool.
Uh-huh. And someone who has plenty of money but really hangs on to his money.
He's a miser.
Or another name for him.
Or a good manager.
Uh-huh. Anything else? Would you call anything else besides a miser that you'd call him?
He's a rich man.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear tightwad?
Yeah, tightwad.
And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Means that they don't take too much pride in themselves, and more or less stick to just the common ways of living,
mm-hmm.
and never seem to try to build themselves up to amount to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're just a common person.
Mm-hmm. What about when you say that a girl is common? Does that take on any special meaning?
Well, now that could mean that in the line of whether or not she was pretty or beautiful,
mm-hmm.
she's just a common looker.
Mm-hmm.
Would be more or less for that expression.
Just homely or something like that?
Yeah.
And an old person, maybe up in their 80s, who still gets around real well, doesn't get tired, you'd say that he's awfully...
He's bright.
Okay. And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Worried.
Or a little... You wouldn't feel easy, you say you felt...
Uneasy.
Uh-huh. And someone else might say, well, they'll get home all right, just don't...
Worry.
And a child might say, well, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm scared.
Okay. And you say, well, I don't see why she's scared of the dark. Now she... What? Meaning that in the past she wasn't scared, you say. Why should she be scared now? She...